We are about to sing about the fantastic power of God, God the Creator, and all the works his hand has made. Evidence of the immensity and breathtaking might of our Creator are apparent in the following images that I'm going to show to you. And I'd like to share with you some of the facts and figures of his creation, because we are apt to forget just how mighty God is. The Hubble Telescope website, hubblesite.org, allows us to see faraway worlds in space that allow us to get up close and personal to some of the never-before-seen products of the Creator's work. If you would fill the first image. This, yes, indeed, is the butterfly nebula. And what resemble dainty butterfly wings are actually roiling cauldrons of gas heated to more than 36,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 20,000 degrees centigrade. And when you consider boiling water is only 100 degrees centigrade, you get some idea as to how hot this gas is. The gas is tearing across space at more than 600,000 miles an hour, fast enough to travel from the Earth to the Moon in just 24 minutes. A dying star is at the center of this fury. It has ejected its envelope of gases and is now unleashing a stream of ultraviolet radiation that is making the cast-off material glow. So very beautiful, but my goodness, what power there is. The next image, Phil, if you would. Actually, I think is thank you. The next image shows a peek inside a cavern of roiling dust and gas where thousands of stars are forming. More than 3,000 stars of various sizes appear in this image of the Orion Nebula. Some of them have never been seen before the Hubble Telescope found them. And in the next one, Phil, the graceful winding arms of the majestic Whirlpool Spiral Galaxy appear like a grand spiral staircase sweeping through space and are actually long lanes of stars and gas laced with dust. The final image, Phil, if you would, is an image of the so-called Eagle Nebula, appearing like a winged fairy tale creature poised on a pedestal. This object is actually a billowing tower of cold gas and dust rising from a stellar nursery, or a place where stars are born, created. The soaring tower is 9.5 light years, or about 57 trillion miles high, about twice the distance from our sun to the next nearest star. And what 9.5 light years means is that it takes light 9.5 years to travel from the bottom of the picture to the top. Then, Phil, if you would, just the butterfly nebula once more. Thank you. The even more miraculous fact is that he, the Creator, created you and me from gas and dust similar to that speeding through space at 600,000 miles per hour. Even more miraculous is that Jesus, indeed the Creator's Son, was also fashioned from this dust, and he died for you and for me. It has been said that we have somehow lost a sense of the magnitude of God in our modern times, but that we reduce God to a convenient part of our lives, and we reduce him to a fraction of his fantastic power. I pray that in these times at St. Matthew's, times of consciousness of our front lines, of rediscovery of Pentecost through our studies of Acts, that we become aware of the fantastic power of God and his Son Jesus, that not only moves mountains, but hurls mighty planets into spinning orbits around stars, and at the end of stars' lives, hurls their matter at unimaginable speed over astounding distances. Friends, the scale of the Almighty is way beyond our imaginings, and his power and love are being intimately bestowed upon us, and he is interested in us. And he wants to uphold us and to bring us to completion through Jesus. May our minds truly see the power and the love our Creator wishes to bestow upon us. Amen.